Thank you, David. On part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have letters from the evening news and a feature, which this week tells of a musical anniversary. But first, some stories making the news in Norwich this week, which include another local business closing, while a large retail store expands, hundreds of Easter eggs being donated to a children's cancer charity following a burglary, and the next sheriff of Norwich is nominated. But to begin with, here's a story about a pat on the back for local students.
Bosses of a Norwich community centre have today hailed students for their brilliant work in helping to complete a transformation of its cafe and garden. A group of 15 students from City College Norwich have rolled up their sleeves over the past few weeks to help give a makeover to part of the Silver Road Community Centre, formerly the Silver Rooms Day Centre for older people. The transformation is now complete and has been praised by Julie Brusiek-Colton, a trustee of Silver Road Community Centre, who said the work they have done in the garden and also the cafe has been so brilliant. They were really enjoying it. They are a credit to the college. They really are. The Silver Road Community Centre was selected by students as their chosen community project, which they have raised more than £400 for by selling greeting cards that they made and have sold at various locations across the city, including Chapelfield and the Forum. The students are all on the Ready to Course at the Ipswich Road-based college, which gives young people the chance to develop their employability skills through a community-focused project. Following the revamp, the community centre is hoping to start a coffee morning for elderly people at the cafe from the middle of next month. The event would run between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on a Thursday and give people a chance to meet and chat.
A jewellery shop that's been an institution in the city for nearly 30 years, is closing. With a sad heart, Jenny Maddox, owner of Abraxas, is closing the shop in the Royal Arcade. For decades, the shop has stocked unusual and unique pieces of jewellery from designers across Europe and has built up a reputation for excellent customer service. Abraxas was founded by Mrs. Maddox's husband Richard and his brother John 28 years ago. The business began with a small store in Timber Hill. It moved to St. Stephen's and opened another branch in London Street before settling in the majestic setting of the Royal Arcade, where it's been for more than 22 years. The couple worked happily side by side for many years until Richard Maddox died. Mrs. Maddox said, "We enjoyed every minute working here, and after his death, I've tried my hardest. I've kept our reputation going, but I've decided it's worth going into early retirement." She added that with more people shopping online and spending time in the city shopping centres, it was getting harder for independent businesses, especially with the high cost of rents and business rates.
It has been one of the retail industry's biggest success stories over recent years, and now Primark is planning to expand in Norwich. The city branch of the budget fashion giant, located in Haymarket, plans to take over the Dorothy Perkins and Wallace shops next door. This move is part of Primark's continued plan to expand its businesses across the UK and will increase its Norwich retail space. A spokesman for Primark, which is also the landlord of the neighbouring site, confirmed the retailer is planning an extension at its Norwich store. Both Dorothy Perkins and Wallace, which are operated by the Arcadia Group, have other outlets in the city. However, it is not yet clear whether staff at both retailers will be redeployed in any of them. A spokesman for Wallace confirmed employees at the Haymarket store were aware of the move, but could shed no further light on what the future held. Primark, which also has a store in King's Lynn, posted a half-year profits of £322 million in the 24 weeks to February 2015, a £34 million increase on the previous 6 months of trading.
Hundreds of Easter eggs have been donated to a courier service after burglars stole 140 chocolate eggs from their office destined for a children's cancer charity. City Sprint on Europa Way in Norwich had been collecting the eggs in aid of the Lennox Children's Cancer Fund. But after the break-in on Sunday evening, when two suspects smashed their way into the office, only 30 eggs from the collection remained. A woman in her 30s has since been arrested on suspicion of burglary and theft in connection with the incident and remains in police custody for further questioning. The company have seen donations of Easter eggs flood into their office, and Demi Briers, operations controller at CitySprint, said they have all been overwhelmed by the generosity of people. "We now have 500 or 600 eggs, and I can't believe it," he said. "Most of them have come from our own couriers, but when we came into work this morning, there were bin bags full of eggs from members of the public." After hearing about the break-in, companies across Norfolk sent eggs to the couriers, including Tesco, Nando's and Kinnerton. The team at CitySprint spent most of yesterday sorting through the vast amount of donations, and Mr. Briers said they were amazed by the response. "It's been overwhelming, and I just can't really put it into words," he added.
The head of branch for John Lewis in Norwich has been officially nominated the next Sheriff of Norwich. Richard Marks, who started working for John Lewis 35 years ago as a graduate trainee in Oxford Street, moved to Norwich in 1992 as the General Manager of Bonds and oversaw its change of name to John Lewis in 2001. Since then, he has acted as head of branch at stores in Peterborough, Kingston and Leicester before returning to Norwich in 2014. He said, "It was a huge surprise and a great honour to be asked to be sheriff. I'm very excited about the year ahead, in particular meeting lots of new people and organisations and the prospect of celebrating all the wonderful things about this great city. I can't wait to get started." He and wife Maeve have four children who grew up in the city and went to Notre Dame High School, and his pastimes include walking in the Norfolk countryside, park run and occasionally watching Norwich City play. He was officially nominated at last night's council meeting, which also saw Marion Maxwell put forward as the next Lord Mayor of Norwich.